Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to hand off to Donnie Football momentarily. How will you remember the Darius Slay era limits?
Probably when he got beat on that corner route in the end zone for a touchdown. Probably probably for being a waste of $10 million. Or I might remember him for going on the podcast with Cam Hayward when him and Ramsey right. were right next to each other saying about how great the defense was going to be and also that Cam Hayward needed his raise.
This is just an all-time embarrassment, is it not? How this has gone down this year with them thinking they're going to be able to cover anybody man-to-man?
My favorite part of that clip is the reporter saying
that's
back...
That's Ron Thornhill, yes?
Yes, that was Thornhill. My favorite part is the reporter, I don't know who, I'm not sure who it was, saying, really, the best of all time? And he says, the best of all time.
Now think of the fact that two of those guys aren't even here anymore. They didn't even make it to game 13. Not because they were injured, not for any other legitimate reason, just because they're gone.
Yeah, Thornhill and Slay.
Because they couldn't play.
No.
So their best thinking, Mike Tomlin, who again rose in this business as a defensive backs guy, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel, who knows Darius Slay, knows his game, and anybody else who's involved with pro scouting and making these kinds of decisions, sat down and presumably poured over tape of Juan Thornhill and Darius Slay, only to bring them in here, have them completely flop, and get rid of them. Think about that. That's pirate-esque.
Yeah, it says a lot of it is pirate-esque. Donnie actually compared it to that I saw when they originally cut Slay. This feels like a pirate. The Aroldis Chapman $10 million deal that they signed him to a couple of years ago was a better bang for your buck by far than Darius Slay. Where we see all these pirate contracts, whether it's $3 million, $4 million, $5 million, Lonnie Chisenhall never even playing, where it's a one-year deal that looks absolutely awful for a veteran that can't play anymore. That's what the Steelers are doing with guys like Darius Slay. We saw it with Patrick Peterson. Joe, this isn't just a one-off with Slay. This is just a microcosm of what they've been the last five-plus years.
This is Allen Robinson. This is even, to a certain degree, Patrick Queen. This is DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is negligence. It really is. This is the product on the field. I'm going to allow you to continue this conversation, Limits, and Donnie Football will be in momentarily. I have an early dismissal.
Remember Robert Woods, Joe, when he was brought in?
Bobby Trees,
yeah. Bobby Trees, and he never even made the roster. So, Joe, as we wait for Donnie Football and his ultimate arrival, I wish you well and your early dismissal. But this is what a constant problem is continuing to brew for them. A lot of the decisions that they make, whether they are addressing defensive back, whether they're addressing linebacker, and a lot of it always comes back to Tomlin. It should come back to Tomlin. He's the ultimate decision maker with many of these moves. Sure, there's some influence from Omar Khan, but Omar Khan is also listening to the advice that Mike Tomlin is providing for him. So as this is all transpired, Donnie, and it's good to see you, our conversation has shifted to Darius Slay and what you brought up yesterday about how Darius Slay has basically become like a pirate-esque signing. They've done this with so many guys. But you could throw Jonnu Smith in there as well. The way that they have a problem obviously builds when you don't have a franchise quarterback, but a problem can continue to build and snowball when the pieces you put around said quarterback and also the defense that you bank on so heavily are so poor, underachieve, and you don't get any bang for your buck. That's why they're in this position. Sure, they don't have a quarterback, but the decisions that the head coach, especially with the influence he gives to the general manager, has made with the roster construction has set this team back for years.
Yeah, I went through the entire, actually not even the entire list last night. I actually did them a little bit of a favor because I left off plenty of names. I also didn't cherry pick names from the entire Tomlin era or the last 10 to 15 years. It was only the last 3 years, Austin, that I went through and just noted some of these signings that they had that I get weren't for big money. Now, some of them, I would say, were. I mean, I think a one-year, $10 million deal to a 34-year-old defensive back would warrant big money, at least in my eyes.
Yeah.
But so many of these guys just, not only did they not work out, they sucked. I mean, they gave you very, very little in terms of what they could bring to the table, either because they were hurt all the time or they just were not very good football players at this point in their careers. Like a player that I got a lot of response about on Twitter when I put his name in there was Nate Herbig. And I thought anytime somebody responded to me with that, they confused him with his little brother and said, well, I mean, Nate wasn't that bad. Okay, he was hurt all the time. He wasn't on the field.
No, he never played. There was no spot for it. Wasn't he supposed to be like the starting center at one point? It's just a placeholder?
Yeah, Zach Frazier very quickly
took that over.
Bumped past him. Speaking of center, I mean, Mason Cole is on that list. So many wide receivers.
Don't forget Kendrick Green, who they drafted. Different story, but still. Misevaluation.
So many wide receivers that have been recent bad signings. And I can't blame them, I guess, for trying to take another crack because they have not been able to figure it out. So they go out and they get 35-year-old Adam Thielen, who can't really be any worse than what a lot of these guys did.
No, I mean, what can you expect from Thielen where, and I find it hilarious that Minnesota released him with 8 losses, they're not making the playoffs, to be able to have a chance to win a Super Bowl in his final year, and where does he end up? But the place that hasn't won a playoff game, Donnie, since I was a sophomore in high school. Here we go, Adam Thielen. Here's your golden opportunity. Darius Slay was released to potentially win a Super Bowl somewhere else. But yet Adam Thielen, who wants to win a Super Bowl, comes to the place that Darius Slay fell out of favor with and probably didn't think that they were going to win, and in his final year wants to go out on top. I think it's very ironic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's not going to be somebody that I miss. I don't think he's somebody that Buffalo is upset about not having at this point down the stretch. I mean, he wouldn't have helped them do a ton. I know that yesterday we joked, oh, you know, how many interceptions would he have with the Bills? Well, now we don't even know if the guy is going to play football again. I mean, he's a 34-year-old corner. So we'll see what Darius Slay ends up getting into. Austin, I don't know if this is something that you and Joe got into today at all. I don't know if it's something that you got into over the course of this week. But even though it is a Steelers-Ravens game on Sunday and it is a Ravens week, one that is often, you know, one that we don't really have to hype up, it is always a big deal. It always has been a big deal. You know it's going to be a fight. It just doesn't feel that way to me.
No.
And it's two teams that in December, the winner will be in the driver's seat in the AFC North. It just does not feel like this game has a ton of juice.
Well, because we're in the middle of the tunnel right now, Donnie, and we see the light at the very end of it, and there's a very heavy cloud that is overhead of the Fort Pitt Tunnel once you enter the city. Because everybody knows what the end, ultimate end result would be, at least here. And there's a lot of restless feelings as well in Baltimore that is this starting to be the time that John Harbaugh's future should be discussed? We're having those discussions, obviously, with Tomlin. There's no buzz and there's no juice to it because no matter what happens in this game, the end result is the same. Neither of these teams are going anywhere. Baltimore has a better chance because they have a franchise quarterback and Lamar can, you know, pull off something special. But there's no reason for optimism. That's why there's no juice.
Yeah, I mean, we know that it will be a lot of people are now hoping, hey, maybe it is sub 500. We can finally stop talking about the accolade every single year. At best, we're looking at 9-8. I don't know, maybe they somehow find their way to 10, but it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same thing. They'll get into the playoffs, they will get beat up, chewed up, spit out, and that'll be it. Baltimore, really the only difference, like you said, Lamar Jackson, if he finds himself, if he gets healthy, hosting a playoff game, maybe they get a win there, maybe they beat, I don't know, maybe they do beat Buffalo or they beat the Chargers if Justin Herbert's still dinged up, something like that, maybe the Colts, I don't know. Like, maybe they get a win, but then the moment that they get down to the final four, they're probably in trouble.
And this has a similar feel to it that the playoff game did last year. You go into Baltimore, you're not playing well, you don't really expect them to win, at least I don't this week. I don't think they're going to go into Baltimore and win, especially the Ravens coming off of a loss. I know they're a very up-and-down team, and they started off so slowly, and Lamar got hurt regardless. I don't really give them much of a chance in this game unless Baltimore turns it over five times like they did against Cincinnati. They need bully ball at the line of scrimmage, and yeah, they're not ready for it.
They really need the Ravens to have these self-inflicted wounds like they did on Thanksgiving night. Because even though Cincinnati didn't take a ton of advantage of that in the first half, they started to heat up in the second half. I mean, they relied on four field goals going into the break, but it just really felt like, man, Baltimore, they are begging the Bengals to just take this game from them. Eventually they did, and it got pretty ugly there in the end. It was a three-score game by the time the clock hit zero. But I don't know if there were two teams in the league last week that are in a competitive spot, like they have a true shot to win their division, each one of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That had a worse performance than the Ravens and the Steelers. Now, the Ravens got a couple of days rest on them since they got to play on Thanksgiving. They got to stay at home this time around. But man, two games where you had pretty much standalone 100% of the audience. The Steelers a little bit less, but that 425 A game is going to be one that gets about 90% of the eyeballs on you. And both teams just laid an egg. Lamar Jackson, very clearly something wrong there. Very clearly hurt. Now he's on the injury report every single week. And they also do something very bizarre. And I know that both of us had Rob Long on earlier this week. Do you ever notice when the Ravens are struggling, there is something odd in their offense, more so than just anything with Lamar Jackson? They take Derrick Henry out of the game.
Well, they get away from their identity, Donnie. We've seen this for years. Whether it was Todd Monken at coordinator, whether it was the previous coordinator they had before that, they in those moments, and it has to be a Harbaugh thing, right? Ultimately, it comes back to the coach. Maybe it's John Harbaugh trying to relay, okay, we want to throw the ball. We're going to have Lamar try to test it out, and if he can run, go ahead and take off, but we're going to throw it. We're going to be a little bit different here to try to combat the defense. That is one thing that Baltimore, I think, that's why they can't win in the playoffs, consistently at least, when you get into the later rounds, because they get away from Henry, they get away from their run, they get away from what they're good at, and they try to be something that they're not. And that ultimately has to come down to coaching.
And I think that Baltimore is feeling a pretty similar way to Pittsburgh this morning, going into this game. That's something that Rob told me last night. He probably told you guys this week that same thing of, yeah, there are plenty of people now in Baltimore that are really starting to wonder if we are reaching an impasse between John Harbaugh and the Ravens. Because people do point out, well, okay, he has a little bit more success technically in the playoffs. They win a game here and there. He also has Lamar Jackson, and the Steelers don't have that. So they are very, very similar. Any time that we have done a ranking of coaches in the past, I have those two guys at the hip. I put Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh next to each other, whether they're 1-2 or 31-32.
But is that because of what they've done in the past, Donnie, or because of what they're doing right now? I feel like that's more of a historical measurement right now for both coaches.
Well, what I'm saying is I put them next to each other because they've had very similar, you know, rides through their coaching careers. Because, I mean, the history of them as head coach is very good, but it is also true that maybe things are getting stale in both cities with both teams because they just can't seem to get back on top again. Harbaugh last did it in 2012. Tomlin last did it in 2008. They got back to the Super Bowl a couple of years later, but really it's running on 15 years of both coaches not being able to get to the biggest game, even get there.
And I buy into this point, and I'm curious your thoughts on it. Look at the teams that are at the top of the AFC and the NFC right now. It's the Rams, offensive coach in McVay, San Francisco, offensive coach in Shanahan. It's Sirianni, offensive coach with the Eagles. Look at the AFC. Bo Nix being coached up by Sean Payton. The Chiefs are always in it, offensive coach Andy Reid. Harbaugh, whatever you want to define him as. But we're basically saying, outside of Vrabel, these are mainly all offensive coaches. Ben Johnson with the Bears? These are offensive minds, where Ben Johnson came out and said something pretty fascinating during his opening presser, that they look more at EPA, the efficiency of their offense and the passing game, more so than turnovers and taking the ball away as ways to win. Like, the NFL has flipped. It's shifted. You can still win by running the football, but not nearly as consistently as how efficient is your passing game, and Mike Tomlin doesn't want to embrace that.
Yeah, at this point, if you really want to be at the top, you either have to be one of those offensive minds, or you have to be a great CEO, head coach. Like, people dock Nick Sirianni of this all the time, but I think the guy's a good CEO coach. Like, he lets his coordinators do their thing.
Or McDermott in Buffalo with Josh Allen, with Joe Brady.
Yeah, but I mean,
he might
even
have
him
been fired.
Right, even him. I mean, he's got to be somebody that, at least with the fans, is absolutely on the hot seat, because you have Josh Allen, you have a guy that is a perennial MVP candidate. He won it last year, and you can't get it done. And I know it's really, for them, just one team that keeps getting in their way, but is going to really, you know, lean on people, lean on a fan base, and maybe even lean on the people that sign your checks, to a point where, you know, he may be out of a job if things really don't go his way. So that's, I don't, did you mention Liam Cohen too?
I mean, I did not. Jacksonville's having a great year. That's just his first year there working with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. I mean, people made fun of him too for the way that he was talking about Duval County. And here they are in December. They have a huge game on Sunday. They can take another step toward being the AFC South champions. I mean, if they beat the Colts, they have a, you know, a bit of a stranglehold on it. They have a bit of a grip on it, because the Colts have started to leak a little bit of oil. Now, there's another offensive coach.
Yeah,
with Steichen. There are a few that are slipping through the cracks when they're led by defensive guys. Like DeMeco Ryans and the Texans, not a good start, but they're right there.
Well, their defense is dominant, though. He's taking care of his side of the ball. The Texans' offense still has a lot of questions. Davis Mills went 3-0. When C.J. Stroud has played, it's been very up and down. There's a reason they fired their coordinator last year.
Which is a big point, that his side of the ball, his expertise, is getting it done, because that defense is legit. I mean, right now I can't think of a better defense in the entire league. So you hear people bring that up, and I feel like a lot of people try to poo-poo it, but that's just the way that the league goes right now. It is an offensive-minded league. You have to keep up with that and go with it.
Well, and the point is also, too, if you are a defensive coach, your side of the ball should be able to overcome some of those offensive schemes and offensive systems that you're going up against. That's what we saw with Houston against the Bills a couple of weeks ago when they played in prime time. We've seen the Texans do that. I think they're going to do it to the Chiefs this week. We're not seeing Tomlin's defense do that with how highly compensated that it is. That's another main root of the problem. And again, there is so much evidence and so many layers to this evidence, where I just hope that it wakes up the owner at some point.
412-928-9370. If you want to join the conversation, how do you feel about this game on Sunday? Does it feel like a typical Steelers-Ravens game? Does it feel like a big deal to you, this matchup on Sunday in Baltimore? 412-928-9370. As we lead you into the PM team at 2 o'clock, I have stepped in for Joe here for the last half hour, 45 minutes. City Limits, Austin Bechtold, is behind the glass. We will take you for the next half hour. 412-928-9370 for you to get involved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football, filling this final 45 minutes in for Joe Starkey, who had to scoot out of here. Bob Pompeiani, I think he's, what, at the parade for the Riverhounds or something today?
The celebration.
Austin Bechtold is here. He's behind the glass. Jeff Hathorn is on the fan hotline. That's brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Jeff and Austin, I apologize if there is a read attached to this because Joe took off with all of his papers, so he left me with nothing in front of me.
Don't worry, Donnie. This is the Hawk Report. That was a terrible Hawk. Brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa Card. 5% cash back for every dollar spent through December 31st.
Jeff, you joined the guys yesterday. Do you feel any different about the prediction that you made for Sunday? You're always the first one that they make pick.
Right.
When it comes to the, you know, any given Sunday for the Steelers.
Man, I think I'm beyond the point where I could tell you from practice to practice what this team is going to do on a game day. So no, I'm nothing has changed that. I mean, you hear some of the things you like to hear, but until they do it on a field, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with this. Some of the things I've liked what I heard. I actually liked a lot of what Arthur Smith said about this isn't for the meek and you have to own it. And you know what? I'm looking at all options. Like, all right. But remember last year when it was burning the boats, and what did they do? They ran like a halfback option pass, maybe. I think that was like the one play that they ran to, you know, to burn the boats. Like, it's all great talk, but what's going to happen on Sunday in Baltimore, and how different is it going to be than the last time they were there?
They brought in Justin Fields for like one play, I think.
Right. Yeah.
They said, hey, we're not going to hold anything back.
Right. Burn the boats. And, well, they burned okay. They just burned in dock.
Does it give you any hope after seeing how bad the Ravens looked on Thanksgiving and that, you know, they are certainly not a team without flaws?
Yeah, and I was just going to use that same word. I think it's a pair of flawed teams that at any moment those flaws could doom a certain game. And I'm a This train timing is perfect. So, yeah, I mean, from that standpoint, I mean, they're not invincible. I don't look at them like I may have, say, not even as much last year as, say, 2 years ago when they were rolling. And it's like, man, this is going to be brutal if the Steelers are playing like they were. Baltimore's got flaws. I mean, their defense is not perfect. They've made mistakes on offense. We haven't seen that kind of rhythm from Lamar Jackson since maybe early in the season. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenge that they still have to do it, but it's not like it's an impossible task for them to win in Baltimore Sunday.
Who do you think the healthier quarterback is on Sunday?
Wow. I know that Aaron will get hit less. So, I mean, maybe at the end of the game it'll be Aaron, but you're right. Both of these quarterbacks are dealing with injury. And it was interesting yesterday that Aaron, you know, talked about getting under center. And Arthur mentioned that today about the importance of, you know, how that can change some of the things they do. So we'll see more on Friday kind of where that wrist is with Aaron Rodgers and if he can indeed take some snaps under center. But, you know, all that's moot if they can't get a run game going because no one's going to believe play action if you don't have a consistent run game.
Talking to Jeff Hathorn, sports director, 93.7 The Fan, 93.7thefan.com. A similar split in the run game because Kenneth Gainwell, as much as I will critique some of their bad free agent signings, he's been a very good one He's probably been the best of this current crop.
And Donnie, he's the one guy that you'd say this is exactly what you thought you might get when you signed him. I mean, very few of the guys that they brought in can you say, all right, that's what you thought. Change of pace, third down guy who, if he gets hot, you can give him the ball more. He's been all of that. I mean, he's not been an all pro. He's not, I don't think he's the lead back, but I think he is a guy that if he's rolling, he's a guy you can give the ball more to. And I go into a game like this and, you know, let's see how they're running. I mean, there are times where, I guess, let me say this. Overall, they need to run it more. And I would like to see more opportunities for the run game. How that split doesn't matter to me. It's just like who's running better, who's having a better day, that person should get more carries. And that's kind of how they designed it at the start of the season, although they did expect Caleb Johnson to be a part of it, and he hasn't been.
Have you felt, has it felt different at all at the facility this week after everything that went down on Sunday? Not only is it an ugly loss on the field, but you hear the fire Tomlin chants, you hear Renegade get booed. Did it feel any different this week, you going to see these guys practice?
I mean, does it seem a little bit more serious? Yes. Do they kind of understand the magnitude of this game? Yes. I mean, is it drastically different? No, but is there more of an edge to these first couple of practices? I would agree with that, but again, we'll see how that translates on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, it's not like you see guys goofing around. I mean, there's been a lot of guys kind of sticking to themselves and keeping quiet. You don't hear the music in the locker room. And I don't think that really matters. But my point to that is, like, they just seem to be a little bit more, I don't know if reflective, if it's serious, if it's just ticked off. I think it's a combination of all those emotions. Embarrassed. I think all of those are playing into what we're seeing in the locker room this week.
In that same breath, does it feel to you like this is a week where we will see Steelers and Ravens? Because it really doesn't to me. Like, I mean, these games always felt like a huge deal, and it kind of just feels like any other game. And it's Steelers-Ravens, both teams are 6-6. Both teams are atop the AFC North, and the winner will be in the driver's seat. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it quite has, you know, the amount of flair and juice as it did, you know, even in recent years, but, you know, certainly, right, you know, the last 10 to 15.
Well, in the four cities in the AFC North, it matters because, you know, somebody's going to walk out of that stadium with the lead, barring a tie. And, you know, that will change it at least for a week. But no, I mean, to your point, nationally, what's the game everybody's talking about? It's Green Bay, Chicago. It's the other North that is kind of the game that's getting a lot of national attention because of how those two teams have played, and rightly so. I mean, it's two 500 teams. I don't think this is yet, you know, the old NFC or AFC South. Although, you know, shout out to the AFC South; they're a lot better this year. But this isn't, I don't think, that situation. But yeah, it's kind of like, oh, that's nice, the old rivalry, but it's not, it just doesn't have the oomph just because both these teams sit at 500.
Will the Steelers use Pat Freiermuth anymore on Sunday?
Well, it wouldn't be because we aren't asking about it, that's for sure. Recent games would tell you no. I there was no answer today that told me that, okay, they're going to throw Freiermuth out there, or he's going to be a bigger part of the game plan. Aaron saying after practice yesterday that, you know, it's above his pay grade, which is interesting because he makes more than the coordinators. But I would love to just say yes, they're really going to. I don't think so. I don't think Darnell's done anything to limit his snap count, and we know that they're trying to find ways to get Jonnu the football. And if Adam Thielen plays, I'm not saying that directly takes snaps from Freiermuth, but that might take pass opportunities from Freiermuth.
How did things go down in the final couple of weeks of Darius Slay's Steelers tenure? Because he was yet again one of those guys that when he signed here, he just talked so glowingly about Mike Tomlin. You know, he wanted to play for Mike Tomlin his whole career, and he did not even make it through, I mean, what, three quarters of the season, would you say? He made it about three quarters of the way through the season before he was out of here. And even earlier than that, he was a healthy scratch.
Right. So you're right about things he said at the beginning of the year. I think him being in protocol, we hadn't talked to him in a couple of weeks, but there was nothing in here, nothing in the room, nothing that we saw, nothing that we've heard where it was some huge blow up or he went into, you know, Terrell Austin's office and then went to Mike and said, you know, this is whatever. He just, I think the Steelers had moved on from him and he thought he could go somewhere else and be a factor and then doesn't report to Buffalo. But there was no indications that there was any like big issue with him leaving. It just was one of those signings that didn't work out. And it seems like it, from everything we don't hear, that it was amicable.
Jeff Hathorn, check him out, 937thefan.com. Jeff, thank you so much. I will talk to you on Sunday morning.
Talk to you then. Thanks, Donnie. Thanks,
Lennox. There we go. Thanks, the Jeff. One and only Jeff Hathorn, sports director, 937thefan, 937thefan.com. PM team coming up in just under 15 minutes. We have a Football Friday tomorrow. Joe will be back in the fold. I will be across from him in this seat. Austin taking one of his little vacation days tomorrow. Hey, you got to use them.
You got to use them or else you lose them, Donnie. I have a lot still left to use before the end of the year.
Listen, I mean, I took like half of December off last year because I had so many. So more power to you there. I will be back with Joe for a Football Friday tomorrow. I will be with Andrew Filippone in just about 10 minutes. PM team starts at 2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.